And now, as he also stated, I do have my family here with me, and I'm going to have them stand if they don't mind. There you go. My wife, Rosalind, and my daughter, Asia, and then my youngest son, Tariq, and my oldest son, Dezan. I'm just so happy to have them here with me on this day also. Now, I don't want to hold you any longer. I want to go ahead and get into the message, if y'all don't mind. Y'all all right with that? I do want to say, first of all, how encouraged I am by the young men who have worked so diligently in the service this morning thus far. It's always a good thing whenever you see young people dedicating their lives to the Lord at an early age. And then when they're able to get up before the congregation and conduct the service, I'm so encouraged by that because it lets me know that the church is in good shape in the future. You know, normally you get a lot of people, especially men, who don't have the courage to get up and do what needs to be done. And so whenever they're young and they have that desire at a young age, it just allows you to know that the church will continue to go on. And so we want to just encourage the young men to continue to keep striving to do that which is right in the sight of God. I want to speak to you this morning from the subject of be humble. Be humble. In our scripture, the scripture reads like this: humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. I want to say this for our young people. If ever you want to be blessed by God, then you have to keep yourself in a position where you are humble in the sight of God. And whenever you remain humble in the sight of God, God can do some great things with you. God can do things in your life that you never would have imagined as long as you remain humble. Just like the picture here where the father has his little girl lifted up in the air. Picture that as being God and you being that child. What that scripture lets us know that if we have the right attitude, then God will take us and he will lift us up into heights that we never could have imagined as long as we remain humble. God can open doors for you that you thought were closed and didn't see a way. God can bring you up to greater heights as long as you remain humble. But now the flip side to that is if you don't remain humble, then you set yourself up for a fall. Scripture, Proverbs 16 and 18 says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. See, when you get too big of yourself, when you think too much of yourself, you set yourself up for a great fall. Now, picture the last slide. The girl that was up in the air, because she understood her role, because she was a child, she knew she couldn't have got up there by herself. But it had to be the father who had to lift her up to get her where she was. Now, because she was up there, the little girl had a good time. But now, on the other hand, when you think too much of yourself, then God has a way of working in your life that he will take you down. Now, look at my man here. Do he look like he's having a good time? No. No, he don't look happy at all. But that's the thing that we set ourselves up for whenever we get too full of ourselves. So I just want to encourage you young people to remain humble in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. Now, where should we be humble? We should remain humble, number one, in your relationship with God. Notice this. Remember, first of all, he is God. Listen to me, y'all. He is God. You are not. You have to know your role. He is God. You are not. In other words, God does not need you, but you will always need him. Now, I know as young people, we don't always understand the significance of what it means to have a relationship with God, what it really means to be a Christian. But as you continue to live and as you grow older, if the Lord blesses you to do so, you will recognize your need for God. And you know what? God, well, you will always need him before he needs you. I remember as a young man, You know, often growing up, I remember there was a time that I would go into the kitchen, and when I would get too full of myself at times. And my mother, she would always tell me, son, let me tell you something. You gonna need me before I need you. And I heard what she was saying, but I was thinking, I'm all right. But then a little later, I would go to the kitchen and I would open up the refrigerator to try to get something to eat. And she would come in there and she would say, what you doing? I said, I'm hungry. I was going to get something to eat. With what? That's my food in there. Matter of fact, that's my refrigerator. Close that door. So what was she was showing me? She was showing me that I was going to need her before she needed me. And you have to realize something. He is God. You are not. You will need him before God will ever need you. Now, you need to realize something too. He is the reason that you are here today. Acts 17 and verse 28, Paul said, it's because of him that we move, live, and have our very being. Young people, do something for me. Let me have you stand up. Stand up. Now, do you know why you're able to stand up? That's because of God. Now, you can sit back down. See, the reason you're able to get up and sit down, that's because of God. God blessed you to be able to move. The fact that you open your eyes, take a deep breath. Boy, y'all know what a deep breath is? Take a deep breath. Yeah, and release. Now, what that is, that's God. The reason that you're able to move, the reason you're able to get up, the reason that you have life right now, the reason you are who you are today is because of what God has done. It's because of him that you move, live, and have your very being. Now, if that is the case, then because God has blessed you, then you must realize because God has blessed me that I need to make sure that I'm moving, that I make sure as long as he give me life that I'm living, and that I'm being the kind of person that he wants me to be. That's what we call being humble in the sight of God, realizing that I am nothing without him. Now, and when we understand that God has blessed us, that we move, live, and have our very being, then also we have to realize something, that we don't need to take life for granted. Because just as sure as you are here today, there's no guarantee that you're going to make it to tomorrow. And I know that as young people, we don't think like that. We already got our future planned. But when we humble ourselves before the sight of God, we realize that we are nothing without God. And so just because you're here today is no guarantee that you're going to be here tomorrow. I remember just a month or two ago about a young lady, a 16-year-old, who had left a party with some of her friends. 16, headed home. But she never made it home because they got into a car accident. Do you think that at 16 she thought her life was coming to an end? No. We read all the time of these athletes doing the tour days in the summer doing football. I've seen many a time stories of those young men who were out there, just young men going out having football practice, but they end up collapsing on the field. It happens, y'all. This is real life. So don't take life for granted. Every day that God gives you is another day to be able to glorify him. Amen. I know a minister who had a daughter. She's 15. Now, she deals with rheumatoid arthritis at 15. But now she's been on medication. Well, she went to a doctor for her normal visit. But they noticed that something was not right with her heart, the way that it was beating. So they had to end up taking her to the hospital. And don't you know at 15, this young lady has had to have open heart surgery? And they've had to do operations within her heart at 15. Now, they thought that they fixed it, but come to find out, things still wasn't right. So this girl has been opened up 3 times. And a couple of times, they have nearly lost her at 15. See, we don't often think that at 15... we don't see our life coming to an end or have something that happens in our life that could change our life completely. But this is why you cannot take life for granted. So when God blesses you to move, live, and have your very being, you need to always thank God, remain humble in the sight of God, but then always include God in your plans. James chapter 4, 13 through verse number 15 will show us this, about those who will go into a city and say that, you know, we're going to stay here for a year, we're going to live, we're going to do this or that. But then he says that this right here is a foolish way of thinking, because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. So yeah, you might have your plans now, but you need to make plans that always involve God. So yeah, I would love to do this or do that, but God, if it's your will, I would love to do this or do that. Keep God included in your plans. See, when you remain humble, as I stated in the beginning, God will lift you up. He can do some great things with you when you remain humble. But now also I want you to realize something too. Respect God's word always. Psalms 119 and verse 97 says it like this. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. You need to have such a respect for God's word. Don't ever, young people, get too busy in your life. And I know a lot of us, we play in sports, so we got other extracurricular activities that we get involved in. But don't ever get so involved where you got so much going on that you have no time for God. I think so many times that's what we do. We got so many things going on. We take on these different projects, and we do this, and we do that. And we get so wrapped up in that that we don't often take time out to remember God. So I would encourage you to always make it a point to spend time in the Word of God. This is where you get your learning. This is where you get your growing. This is where you become the kind of people that God wants you to be. So you have to get involved in God's Word, and you have to develop an attitude where you love God's Word, because that's only going to help you as you go throughout this life. Statement says that if you want to have a good relationship with God, if you want God's blessings in your life, if you want to grow in your faith, spend time in the Word of God. Amen. That's the first point. Be humble in your relationship with God. And look, when you have a respect for God's Word, well, then you're going to do what God's Word says. Which brings me to my next point. And that is, be humble in your relationship with your parents. Now, I thought I'd get some more amens from the parents at least. But be humble in your relationship with your parents. Ephesians 6 and verse 1 through verse number 3 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on earth. All right, here we go. Need y'all to listen to me good on this. In being humble in your relationship with your parents, number one, know your role. Know your role. You are the child. They are the parent. You know, and I got a message for the parents at the 8 p.m. service, because oftentimes lines get crossed right here, because parents don't want to be parents. They end up being friends with their kids. Now, ain't nothing wrong with making sure that you have the right relationship with your kids, that they ought to be able to come talk to you about anything. You want to have that kind of relationship. But understand that there is a role, there's a difference between you and your child. All right? And so whenever you don't establish that, well, then kids start thinking that they grown like you. But there's a difference here. So first of all, young folks, you got to know your role. You are the child, they are the parent. So you have to be humble in that regard. But then also, I want to stress this. Listen to your parents. Not only does it please God, but it will make your life so much easier. It'll make your life so much easier. Now, I know as young people, we get to a point where we start getting a certain age, we start feeling ourselves. Yeah, we got young men, you get a certain age, you know, you start getting taller than your mom or your dad. And so you start thinking that you a little grown now. You get a little peach fuzz on your chin, and now you think you something. But realize something, you still just the child. Our young ladies, you know, they develop a lot sooner than. And so when you get that point, you start thinking that you've grown, but you're not just yet. You're not just yet. So understand your role. You are still the child, and they are the parent. So listen to your parents. It will make your life so much easier. Why should you listen to your parents? You should listen because the old commercial here, they know a thing or two because they've seen a thing or two. This is why you have to listen, because where you're going, they've already been there. They've seen a lot of these things. Now, I know that sometimes we think as young people that, yeah, but it was a different then. It was different. Mom, that was back in the day. Pops, that was back in your day. But things are different now. It's not the same. But Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. Now, it might be different, but it all leads down the same road. So they might not experience the same thing that you're going through. Or it might not happen the same way, but it eventually leads down the same road. And so they are trying to warn you or trying to encourage you not to make the same mistakes because they've been there. I've had many conversations with my boys, and I want them to know the situation that their pops has been in. I haven't always been the man that you see today. And I want them to know that I've been down certain roads, and I'm telling them that's because not to give them the green light to go do the same things I did, but I want their life to be much easier than mine was. Now, I thank God that he blessed me to make it out of those decisions that I made. But you don't have to make the same decisions that I made, because you might not be blessed to make it out of that. So listen to your parents. They know a thing or two because they've seen a thing or two. But often what happens, instead of listening, we treat our parents like Charlie Brown. If y'all ever seen Charlie Brown, it's amazing to me how the kids can all speak English, they can understand each other. But whenever the adults talk, it's always wah, 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 wah. And so many times I think that's how our young people often react with our parents. Yeah, they saying something, but it's just wah, 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 wah. But when they get around people their age, now they rather listen to them who ain't been nowhere. Ain't experienced nothing, but they are hearing him. Listen to your parents. Listen. Because it just might save your life. Amen. If you listen. Amen. That's predicated on being humble in your relationship with your parents. Get this last slide. This last slide. There we go. All right. But this last side, I want you to listen to this. Proverbs 6, 20 through verse number 25 says these words. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them always on your heart. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way of life. Now watch this. Verse 24 says, keeping you from your neighbor's wife, from the smooth talk of a wayward woman, do not lust in your heart after her beauty, or let her captivate you with her eyes. All right. Okay, now here we go. Young people, listen to me and listen to me good. Here's why it's important that you listen to your parents. When you listen to them, it will benefit you. Notice what Solomon says. Solomon says, keep your father's command. And do not forsake your mother's teachings. That's listening to what your mom and dad has to say. If you do that, He says what will happen is you take what they said, you make that a part of you. Whatever they have commanded, whatever they instruct you, you listen to that. Make that a part of your daily walk. Make that who you are. Because, see, whenever you get away from them, those words ought to ring in your ear. So that wherever you go, whenever you're not around, whenever you're asleep, whenever you go about your day, when you leave the house to go to school or wherever you go, then you ought to always remember what they have told you, what they have tried to remind you, what they try to instill in you. Because when you make that a part of you, wherever you go, it will help you. So when you get in certain situations, you can remember, oh, I remember my mom, my dad saying this. And so because they said this, I see this, I'm going to avoid this. So what happens is it will help you to be aware, because everybody that comes into your life don't need to be in your life. Okay. So whenever your mom or your dad says they don't like the friends that you, people you hanging around, you need to listen. Because those are some people who have come into your life that they see. They are not going to benefit your life. But they're going to end up taking you down a road that you don't need to be in. So the best thing you can do is listen. But not only that, even when it gets to the point where you start developing feelings for somebody of the opposite sex. Okay. Young men. Because you are a young man, and because you are handsome young men, whenever you go about this journey in life, you're going to come across somebody, a female, who's going to think that you nice looking. She's going to think you cute, okay? But just because she think you cute don't mean you need to latch on to her. Because she might not be the kind of girl that you need in your life. Now, how do you know that? You know that if you listen to your parents. Listen, your mother is a good one. Your mother can see things in a young lady that you don't see. All you know is when she came walking by you, your eyes just followed her all the way. And all you got caught up in how she looked and how she presented herself. But see, your mama can see past that pretty smile. She can see past that walk. And your mama can see stuff that you can't see. And so when your mom try to tell you that, son, she cute, but she ain't the right one for you. Don't get mad. Listen to what she's saying. Because your mama don't want her. Your mama ain't got no invested interest in her. Her interest is in you. So listen, because she can see past the smile. So she sees the things that you can't see. And whenever you refuse to listen and you latch on anyway, y'all, I'm telling you because I've been there. And my mom tried to warn me about certain females. But I thought, But I can't tell you how many times I done thought to myself, I wish I would have listened. Listen to your parents. Young ladies, you're going to have some brother try to push up on you. He going to come to you with these corny lines. Girl, your daddy must be a thief. Because he done stole the stars and placed them in your eyes. And you just sitting up there. just corny lines. But you all smiling and all captivated by that. But you want to know if he's good for you? Let your dad see him. Because see, your dad, he can see past the game he's trying to run. He can see past the lines that he's throwing. He can see past the physique and how tall he is, and he can see past all that. And so he can bring some things to your attention that you don't often see, because you're captivated by the words that he uses, or because of how good he looks. Let your parents be the best judge of character for you, because they will save you a lot of heartaches and trouble down the road. So whenever they try to tell you, listen, girl, I'm trying to tell you, he ain't the one for you. Listen, I got a six-year-old daughter. Right now, when I come home from work, she always stops what she's doing and she runs to me and say, Daddy. And she gives me a hug, and it makes me feel good. But I know that right now she's six. But eventually she's going to get 16. And she's going to start liking some boy. And so whenever that happens, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to get all in her business. And I'm pretty sure that it's going to cause some friction between us when I try to tell her that he ain't the one. But that's all right. But I'm sure going to let her know. I'm going to let her know. Y'all, listen, don't get mad when they try to tell you that the one that you think that you like or that's good for you, when they try to tell you they're not the one, listen to what they're saying. They can see what you do not see. So don't be, oh, mama, you just don't want me to be happy. Yeah, they want you to be happy. They just know that joker ain't going to be the one make you happy. But mama, you don't understand. He writes me poems. What kind of poems he write? He gave me his poem and said, a chair is still a chair. Even when no one is sitting. That ain't no poem. That's Luther Vandross. So you don't even know. You think he romantic? No, that's Luther. Listen to me, people. Young folks, listen. Be humble in your relationship with God first, but then always, when you're humble with God, then that's going to transpire in every aspect of your life. When you have the right attitude towards God, then it's going to help you to maintain the right attitude when it comes to your parents. Be humble. Be humble. And watch what God can do in your life. God can help it that you can find the right one, as long as you place yourself in the right position. Listen to God. Listen to your parents. It'll make your life so much better. Now, if we remain humble, realize something. We need to be able to look at ourselves and realize that we are nothing, number one, without God. So now, we need to recognize our need for God. So if there's somebody here this morning, as we extend the invitation, if there's somebody here this morning who realizes that truly God has been good, he's blessed you to be able to be here today. But now if he blessed you to be here today, then whenever you reflect your life and you realize that right now I don't have a relationship with him, and you want a relationship with God, well then we encourage you to do that before it's too late. As we stated earlier, don't take life for granted. Don't take life for granted. So if you're here and you've been contemplating putting on the Lord in baptism, I would encourage you, do so. Because you just don't know what tomorrow may hold. You don't know what the next hour may hold. But you do know you got it right. You can get it right now while you have the chance, while you have the opportunity. We would encourage you to do so. Well, then what must I do? Well, you've heard the word. But now you must believe in that in which you've heard. And whenever you believe that, that'll cause you to look at yourself and realize that the way I'm going right now is not right. And I've been living my life to please myself, but it's not been leading me down the wrong road. And so I have a change in mind that leads to a change of direction. And so no longer do I want to live to please myself. I want to live to please him. And so I repent of my sins. But then whenever I've done that, You can do all that where you're sitting, but then there comes a point where you must come forward and make that known that you would want to put the Lord on a baptism. And all we would do is ask you a question, and that is, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Based on your confession, we'll take you and prepare you for baptism. We put that old sinful man under the watery grave of baptism, and you rise to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. You have a relationship with him. And now with that relationship, you must remain humble in your relationship with God and watch how he blesses you in your journey. If you're here and you've already obeyed the gospel, but maybe you realize that I haven't been as humble as I know I should be, whether that's been with God or maybe that's been with your parents, and you want to pray and you need prayers for strength or you need to ask for forgiveness, well, we encourage you to do that. We'll pray for you. But you must make that known together as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
There's a fountain free, 'tis for you and me. Let us haste, oh haste, to its brink. 'Tis the fount of love from the source above, and he bids us